From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is Friday, March 13th, 2026. Here are your top local stories. 17 U.S. senators, including Nevada's Catherine Cortez Masto, are demanding answers from President Donald Trump over his order to erase unfavorable history from national park exhibits. The Department of the Interior has targeted signage about slavery, Native American history, climate change, and environmental impacts. The Interior Department ordered the National Park Service to remove that history to comply with Trump's order. Recently, NPS removed the Tembisha Shoshone tribe's history from the Death Valley National Park Visitor Center. At the end of January, supporters and tribal members marched on the main roads with signs that read, "We are still here." Catherine Cortez Masto and other senators sent a letter last Friday, March 6th, expressing concern about the history-altering precedent being set by Trump's order. The senators also want more details on how many other exhibits have already been affected, whether this will continue to happen across the nation, and the rationale for the removals. The Southern Nevada Health District voted unanimously to reverse course on tighter septic tank regulations for more than 15,000 homes in the Las Vegas Valley. The now-abandoned proposal would have changed the district's current rules, which allow lifetime septic system permits. Instead, the agency would have required homeowners to undergo inspections every 5 years, and if they failed, connect to an existing sewer system at their own expense. Wednesday's vote came after months of public outcry, including shouting matches at the health district's last public meeting in February. The Bureau of Land Management plans to begin removing 2,500 excess wild horses and burros from public lands in Nevada this weekend. The agency says the 4 planned gathers are needed to help restore the natural ecological balance in the targeted areas. The BLM is looking to remove 425 wild horses and 425 wild burros in the Spring Mountain Complex, about 60 miles west of Las Vegas. Other roundups will be near Caliente, Elko, and Ely. The BLM plans to lure the animals into corrals stocked with food and water. The animals will receive veterinary treatment and then be made available for public adoption. St. Paddy's Day is just around the corner. The annual holiday is officially this Tuesday, March 17th. But this weekend is expected to bring plenty of celebrations, including drinking that could be matched with impaired driving. A personal finance website named 3 Nevada cities among the top 13 best places to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Reno is number 2, Henderson is number 5, and Las Vegas sits at number 13. Meanwhile, Nevada's Zero Fatalities program continues its commitment to keeping roads safe, and the rideshare service Lyft has partnered with the Zero Coalition to offer discounted rides. Their aim is to help prevent impaired driving during the holiday. Tillman Fertitta is currently the leading candidate to purchase Caesars Entertainment. The Texas billionaire, known for owning the Houston Rockets and the Golden Nugget Casino Hotels in Nevada, has entered exclusive negotiations with the company. He is reportedly offering about $7 billion for the acquisition, or about $34 per share. Caesars' stock price has ticked up on the news. Shares open today, Friday, March 13th, at $29. The price was around $26 when markets opened Monday. The Wall Street Journal reports that a final deal is not certain. Any potential agreement would likely involve complex structures to bypass specific landlord approvals. Uber users in Las Vegas will soon be able to hail a robo-taxi starting this summer. Rideshare company Uber and autonomous vehicle company Zoox announced a partnership Wednesday, March 11th. Amazon-owned robo-taxis are already active in Las Vegas and San Francisco. Currently, riders can request a robo-taxi only through the Zoox app, but the vehicles will soon be available through the more widely used Uber app, pending federal approval. It's the first time Zoox has partnered with a third-party platform. If you thought it's been unusually warm this winter, you're right. Much of the Mountain West has seen record-breaking heat since December, a trend expected to continue into spring. Winter doesn't officially end until March 20th, but this season's heat has been so extreme that federal scientists are already calling it a record breaker. It ranks as the nation's second warmest winter in 131 years, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. In the Mountain West, NOAA categorized large portions of Idaho, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico as much above average in February. Additionally, pockets in several of those states were considered the warmest on record. Hear the full story by KNPR's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.